It's Tuesday, the 30th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7 a.m. news bulletin. The body of a 40-year-old woman was found in her flat in Klein-Winduk, suspected to be a victim of murder, as reported by the police. She was discovered covered and tied up in a blanket by friends who had been searching for her since Friday. Police Chief Inspector Eliphas Kuinga mentioned missing items from her flat, including an iPhone and a silver BMW vehicle. Here's Dr. Sean Whittaker, a Winduk-based psychologist, with his view.
This ongoing incidents of gender-based violence that is so disturbing to all of us. This one in particular, I must admit, for me, when I hear of these incidents as a psychologist, my first thought is always, I wonder if this person was drugged.
The National Commission on Research, Science and Technology unveiled the second National Research and Experimental Development Survey report in Winduk. Professor Anisha Peters, CEO of the National Commission on Research, Science and Technology, provided insights during the launch.
The gross expenditure on research and development expenditure as a percentage to the GDP for Namibia went up from 0.34% in 2014 to 0.73% in 2020. That is quite a significant increase, and we see that Namibia is now amongst the top three African countries in terms of its R&D spend as a percentage to the GDP.
The leadership of the Karutura Residents Committee paid a visit to the Ombudsman's office to inquire about issues previously raised, only to uncover further confirmed problems within the city of Winduk, according to Sean Garisep. Expressing disappointment at the city's evasive stance, Ombudsman Basilius Diakuha stated his intention to formulate recommendations to the National Assembly. Garisep provided this insight regarding the Competition Commission.
So the commission is currently in the process of finalizing the screening, which will recommend to either initiate an investigation or not, and is expected to be finalized in May, which is this month. Should the commission find prima facie evidence that points to anti-competitive conduct between these parties, a formal investigation will be initiated in accordance with Section 33 of the Competitions Act. That is what we were told.
At least 45 individuals perished and over 110 sustained injuries in central Kenya on Monday due to flash floods and a landslide that ravaged the town of Mai Mahiu. According to Reuters, the government reported that floodwaters engulfed homes and vehicles, resulting in extensive devastation. Initially attributed to a burst dam by police, the water ministry later identified a blocked river tunnel beneath a railway embankment as the root cause, clogged with debris. Pro-Gaza protests are escalating in U.S. college campuses, with more arrests and deadlines defied. In Austin, riots police have tried to break up a new encampment at the University of Texas, while in New York, protesters camped out at Columbia have remained, despite the university issuing a deadline for them to leave or face suspension from the institution. Sally Patterson reports from the protest site in New York.
In fact, there are more people here than there have been in the past few days. When there were these threats from the university saying you need to be out by 2 p.m. or you will risk suspension, what students here actually did was called on fellow Columbia members and said, come down here and protect the encampment. And that's exactly what they did. What they did, we've been seeing people gathering here, walking around the entire campus, chanting, waving flags, protecting the encampment that's been set up here. So many people have come and gathered here. The actual encampment is just over here behind me with the tents, but all around Columbia's central quad, there are people marching along.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.